This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Usually when there's a big economic crisis, investors flock to the safety of gold or U.S. government bonds. But when things got crazy over the last couple of weeks in Cyprus, it was something called Bitcoin that surged in value. Christopher Vecchio is a currency analyst with Daily FX, and he joins me now here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so what is Bitcoin, first of all, for people who have not been following this?
Bitcoin is this open electronic currency that is online right now. It is unregulated, and there is no centralized exchange but for this P2P transfer system that's
person to person.
Exactly. It's known as Mount GeoX, and it's where you can buy and sell Bitcoins right now.
But can you do anything with the Bitcoins that you have? Can you buy anything with them?
Well, in some countries, especially in Europe, there is some mode of transaction for you to exchange these Bitcoins for items of real substance. But at the end of the day, Bitcoin's use in real terms to, say, buy groceries or pay the rent is extremely limited.
So otherwise, you're just gambling with it. You're just basically buying at a certain level and selling at another level.
You know, essentially, that's how I view it right now. Because it's unregulated and there's no fine-tooth comb that has gone through the efficacy of this as an investment vehicle, to me, or more or less, you might as well be betting on the Knicks heat game.
Now, it's gone way up. Why is it spiking so much right now?
Well, part of me thinks that Bitcoin has a discernible value because of what's going on in Europe. With these capital controls in place, there is a need for an alternative investment vehicle to transfer wealth, and Bitcoins are serving as that medium of transaction right now.
Just like gold would.
Sure, but gold is used more or less in a barter system. Bitcoins are easily transferable because it's all electronic.
Is it mostly techies that are into this?
Yeah. You know, I was talking with my dad the other day. I'd mentioned Bitcoins to him, and he had no clue what I was talking about. And yet, you know, I talked to my little brother, and he knows all about Bitcoin. And so really, it's a generational thing. It's more of the currency for the hacktivists, if you will, people who are heavily involved in technology and on the cutting edge of computing.
So the big question for the people who are really into this is, are we in a bubble, a Bitcoin bubble right now?
I absolutely think so. I think that as we get more regulation looking at Bitcoin, I think that's when its value is going to really take a hit. We really need to consider the fact that this is more or less just, again, a gamble. It's not really anything that you'd want to put your money in because it's not that flexible and, quite frankly, it's not that transparent.
Any sense it's going to be regulated anytime soon?
I imagine that as it gains popularity, it will be regulated very closely because it is serving as a bit of a counterparty or even a move against the U.S. dollar and the euro.
Christopher Vecchio, currency analyst for Daily FX. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.